All right, we are recording.
All right, I'd like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on August 2nd, 2021 at 9:32 a.m. Do a roll call. Eric Fries here. Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Bart Peterson.
Here.
Charles Boffman.
Here.
Jennifer Fadley. No Jennifer.
She was going to try to make it, I guess.
Okay. Okay. Karen Whiteford?
Here.
Amber Jones?
Here.
Justin Larson?
Try to be some good patient when you find the answers. Maybe provide a
Got it. All right. Do we have any declarations of conflicts of interest?
Well, hopefully I have to say that the experts and whatnot in this building are in each of our top two.
I'm going to stop until we get some background noise gone.
Oh, it looks like Justin lost his connection.
I was just going to say, I think we just lost him.
There he is. I have a feeling this is going to be a challenging meeting.
Yes.
Don't put that out there.
Justin, are you good? Not good. Justin, can you hear us?
And you're muted. Okay.
Mr. Chair, members, can you hear me? I keep losing everyone. It keeps like refreshing everyone.
Justin,
I don't know if anyone else is having. Yes.
You may want to turn off your video feed. That might help.
Hopefully that'll be
okay. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Chuck, are you still on?
I've been on mute.
Goodness gracious.
My whole life.
It's been put into a 4-hour meeting. Chuck, are you on?
I'm here.
Okay. I think we got everybody back who needs to be back, so I will ask that question again. Do we have any declaration of conflicts of interest? All right. Hearing none. Discuss amendment and approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to entertain the minutes from last meeting. For both regular session and executive session.
This is Cheryl. I request that we approve the minutes, regular session meeting minutes of June 7th, 2021.
This is Bart. I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes from June 7th, 2021. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Charles Buffman.
Abstain.
Okay, hearing no oppositions, the regular session meeting minutes have been approved.
This is Bart. I move to approve the executive session meeting minutes from June 7th, 2021.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the executive session meeting minutes of June 7th, 2021. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Charles Buffman.
Abstain.
Hearing no oppositions, the executive session meeting minutes have been approved. Number five, review future board meeting schedules. Obviously, that October 1, hopefully, we'll actually see one another since it's been a year and a half. Everybody good with that schedule as is, that's written for right now?
Yes.
All right. Number six, review discussion, possible action, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. 6A1, we do have Fernanda Bueno, ATR 1598. All we are doing on this particular one is discussing on whether or not to open a complaint. Other than that, we are not discussing anything related to this. So we obviously have the information in front of us, but it's only to decide whether to open a complaint or not.
Mr. Chair, I believe Ms. Bueno is on the call.
Here.
Ms. Bueno, I will give you the opportunity right now to address the board if you have anything you'd like to say.
As far as everything that happened last year, I paid my dues, I did my due diligence with the court, and even with the BOC, like the board and everything like that, like they've had me do, take a course for ethics and then also put me on probation for 3 years. So at that point, the national board knows and everything like that. But other than that, my case has been dropped. Everything from my end is all good to go and stuff. So I just hope that nothing really. I hope this doesn't keep getting extended further than it needs to be.
Mr. Chair, this is Chuck. I apologize. I don't have the materials in front of me. Can you give me a summation of what the question is?
Karen, would you like to summarize that?
Yes, I'd be happy. Oh. Am I muted?
No, you're good.
Okay, good. Okay, so I'd be happy to summarize this. Ms. Bueno applied for a renewal several months ago. And it was discovered during the renewal that she had been arrested in January of 2020 for resisting arrest. This wasn't reported within the 10-day required reporting time, nor was it reported at the time that she renewed in 2020. It is true that Ms. Bueno, the case was, she entered a felony diversion program. So then the case ended up being dismissed after she completed all of the requirements.
And during my time of the renewal, the case was still pending. Nothing had been put on my record or anything like that. I don't think we officially were convicted or charged or anything until the middle of the year last year, because of COVID, everything kept getting pushed back, so we were still not sure what was happening.
Karen, we also not have the expired fingerprint clearance card concern?
The fingerprint clearance card we have on file is expired. That's why we cannot review the application for renewal.
Right.
But we do need to address this non-reporting.
Yep.
Ms. Bueno, this is Bart Peterson. I do have a question. There's a question on the renewal application that asks you if you have been arrested, convicted, or otherwise had any entanglements with the law previously since the last renewal. And how did you answer that?
I answered no.
Okay. In spite of the fact that it asked you if it had been, if you had been arrested?
Yeah, during the renewal process, I was just more concerned with the being charged aspect of it, because at that point, I hadn't been charged yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Does anybody else have any questions of Ms. Bueno? Okay, I would certainly entertain a motion one way or the other on whether to open a complaint or not for not disclosing an arrest.
This is Bart. I move to open an investigation into Ms. Bueno.
This is Cheryl, I second.
So that would be open a complaint?
Correct.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded to open a complaint against Fernanda Bueno, 1598, for non-disclosure of an arrest. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the board will be opening a complaint against Ms. Bueno, 1598. Ms. Bueno, do you have any questions of the board at this time?
No, sir.
Okay. So we will, as a board, obviously go on to number 7. Consent agenda review, consideration of possible actions on applications for licensure. And would entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda as written.
This is Bart. I move to ratify the consent agenda as presented.
Cheryl, I second.
It has been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
All right, hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been ratified as written. Number 8, review consideration possible action application for licensure. We obviously have no initial board reviews and no renewal board reviews. Number 9, public comments and notice of proposed rulemaking. So we obviously have those presented to us in our notes in terms of the emails in favor of. I don't know whether I'm the minority or not, but the one concerning and or opposition one that was written is exactly all my concerns with that same rulemaking. I find it quite interesting that that is the only opposition, so to speak, that we received. Any other thoughts on any of those from anyone?
I agree with you. I think, you know, the continuing education and the training, you know, part is, you know, very substantiated. I think, you know, we need to take a close look at also, you know, continuing education or, you know, maintenance of that specialty also. But I wholeheartedly agree with the one opposition that was presented.
Yeah, especially with the concern related to minors in secondary schools, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yep.
Correct.
So obviously, if anybody else has any comments, I'll refrain for a moment.
Ms. Whiteford, can you tell us how many total responses you got?
Well, I'll have to figure that out.
A lot.
There were a lot there. I was just curious.
Are we at the conclusion of the response period?
It ends today or tomorrow. Well, I would have to go through the spreadsheet and count them because some of these are separated into different cells. Okay. And we did receive many more comments this morning and yesterday. I would guess probably 45.
The additional ones that you've received, I'm assuming, are all in favor of?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I think it's just a good reminder for us as a board, obviously, to take note of certainly the ones that are in favor of, which I think we're already doing in terms of pushing this thing forward, but doing our due diligence in terms of all of our concerns that relate back to the one opposition as well, just to make sure we are due diligent in making sure that we have the appropriate requirements in place before we approve it, so to speak.
So what is the process? What's this process?
I'm sorry?
I'm not sure the one is in opposition. Is more of just we're saying that there were additional requirements or maybe some rewording. It sounded like this person was in favor of it.
Yeah.
So we need to kind of tie some things up.
For sure. Bart, go ahead.
What is the process? So if we were to address that, would we have to go back to have a comment period again, or...
Okay, so the choice at this point is to decide if the board needs to make substantial changes to the proposed rulemaking. If they decide to do that, we have to file a supplemental proposed rulemaking in the register. And once I send that to the Secretary of State's office, that takes 3 weeks before it's published. Then we do oral proceedings again, or the comment period.
Okay. And then what's after that? Like, if we don't make changes, what happens after that?
If we don't make changes, I file a notice of final rulemaking. Let's see. Or actually, I'm sorry, that goes to GRC. And GRC has 90 days to review it.
Okay.
And then I publish the final rulemaking if
it's approved. Either approve or disapprove of it.
Yeah. But if we make any changes, substantial changes, other than technical, grammatical stuff, mm-hmm. then it has to go back to the 30-day window, basically.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions on the public comments?
Well, then the question is we're meeting now. We'll get those additional comments here in a week or so when they've completed. And then are we going to wait till September to act on it, or in the meantime?
Mr. Chair, according to the flow chart, we have 120 days after the close of record to submit the proposed rulemaking to GRC. So that gives us roughly 4 months. I don't know about the public's opinion on waiting that long.
I could speculate. So we basically have 4 months from right now, right?
Yes.
Since the public thinks either closes today or tomorrow?
Yes. Okay.
Which obviously takes us to January. December by definition, I guess, but... Okay. Any other further questions on that?
If there's amendments of the minor section, is that considered a substantial change?
Mr. Chair, I believe it would be considered a substantial change because we're changing the requirements.
Yeah, understood. Okay, any other further questions? All right, I will move on to number 10, review consideration, 5-year rulemaking review report.
Mr. Chair and Mr. Larson, do we need to make any kind of a motion on this item or just table it until next month?
Can everyone hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Given the public comment period hasn't quite ended yet, I believe, Karen, you said it would either be today or tomorrow.
Yeah, it would be in the meeting materials.
Yeah, I would wait just until that public comment period is actually over to take any action, just in the event that we get any more public comments. So I don't think the board needs to take any further action or make any motions at this point, considering they're just... My understanding is the purpose of this agenda item was just to sort of consider the comments that have been made already and discuss that. But I don't think the board is taking any legal action that would require a motion.
Okay, and Mr. Chair, I would like to also let you know that we did not have any requests for oral proceedings.
Okay.
So if we get one of those, then we would have to hold a public hearing.
Certainly. And that can happen any time between now and the next 4 months, right?
No, it actually has to be before the close of record.
Oh, okay. So before tomorrow.
If you can hold just a moment, I'm going to look at the document and make sure. We get a definite date, especially because we have a lot of public members on the call. Okay, close of record is tomorrow. So the public has until end of business tomorrow to submit a request for oral proceedings.
Okay. All right. You have one more reason not to do anything with it as we speak. Okay. Let's go on to number 10, if everybody's ready. Review consideration, 5-year review report. Rulemaking review report.
Okay, Mr. Chair, the item is actually 5-year rule review report. The Athletic Training Board's 5-year rule review was originally due, I believe, in May or the end of April. I received a 3-month extension on that. So I turned in that report last week on Thursday, and I provided a copy to the board of the report. It was kind of, it was odd in how I had to phrase everything, because we're in the middle of a rulemaking, and in that rulemaking, we're addressing changes that were identified in the last 5-year rule review report. So, it was basically for an FYI for the board.
Okay. All right, so we can move on to number 11, review consideration possible actions, out-of-state registration fee establishment, and rulemaking in response to passage of House Bill 2454, which is the telehealth registration.
Yes, Mr. Chair, this item has been on the agenda for 2 or 3 months now. We're still kind of in a holding pattern. I did find out that all of the agencies that are impacted by this have a 1-year exemption from the rulemaking moratorium, so we have to update our rules to address this out-of-state registration within 1 year from the effective date, which I believe was May 5th. In order to do that, we have to establish the procedures for applying for out-of-state registration, and we have to establish the fees, or the board does.
Before May of 22.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that also means we have to go through the 30-day, 120-day, the whole process we're doing right now?
That I'm not sure of. This one, and I'm not sure if Justin knows the answer or Mr. Larson knows the answer to this. Sometimes when it's because of a change in statute, it has to be reviewed by the Attorney General's office, but I'm not sure.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I actually don't know off the top of my head, but I'm happy to look into that in the meantime between this meeting and the next one, because I know you said we were still kind of in a holding pattern at this point, but happy to have a report ready for the board by next meeting.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Larson.
Ms. Whiteford, do you know what other boards are doing in this regard? Do they already have language together for this?
We're all collaborating on that. We'd like to be consistent between the agencies, and we haven't come up with a final answer on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other further questions or discussion on number 11? All right, I'll go on to number 12, review, discussion, and possible action, board business and reports.
Can you see I'm smiling?
I can. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Okay, item number 12, board business and reports, A, open board member position. We have a new public board member. I have not received the loyalty oath yet, so I'm not able to bring that person on board quite yet, but I would assume or I would believe that that person will be on the call on the next meeting.
Amazing.
Yes. So I will, I'll work out the details with the new board member and with Ms. Fadley. We can finally let her enjoy her Monday mornings once a month.
Bless her.
So I do have a question. If we need to start the process now for the next opening,
within 2 years, right?
If the next opening is within 2 years, we probably need to start now.
We better start now. Yeah. So we'll just keep it on the agenda.
Okay. Any questions on that?
Nada.
Okay, item 12B, possible conversion to Thentia for online licensing. As you are all aware, I believe we've had many issues with Salesforce and BasicGov when it comes to online licensing and renewals. And we're still having difficulties getting things updated. So anytime any law or rule changes or fee changes or a board member name changes, we have to go through our IT group to have that changed. Sometimes things can get changed immediately. Sometimes it can take years. So, for instance, our fingerprint issue, when you go to renew, it asks every licensee to submit new fingerprints, even though they're not required. Thentia, Amber and I attended an overview of their product a couple of months ago, and I've been working with them and obtained the proposal or the quote that I sent to you. With Thentia, the agency can make changes on their own. It doesn't have to go through IT. We are independent of all the other agencies. Part of the problem with Salesforce is we have all, I think there's probably 16 agencies on there now. So if you make changes to one agency's programming, it affects everyone. Thentia is good in that way. It also allows people to use their smartphones or tablets to submit their applications. There are several positive
aspects. They can't do that now?
Most of the time it does not work.
Okay.
Especially on the payment part of it. The governor's office got wind of the possibility of the AT and OT board switching. So I had a discussion with the governor's advisor a week ago, and she asked I offered to submit a list of non-negotiables. Things that have to be fixed by a certain time in Salesforce or we'll switch. So I have to compile that list and we'll see what they say. I will provide the same list to Thentia so that they can say whether or not their product will do that or those items. There is a cost to this. The Thentia is about $2,000 a year more, $2,500 a year more, maybe. We have that money in our budget because we consistently have been coming in under our appropriation for years. The only issue this year is that we would be paying for Salesforce licenses, an annual subscription. That's about $1,000. And then we also have our monthly support from IT that we pay for. So I can't remember what the number is. I think we would end up having to pay an extra $5,000 for Salesforce, even though we don't use it all year long. So I will, we have the money in the budget. So I would propose that next month I outline all of the costs and then also let you know what IT and Thentia say about my non-negotiables.
Dan, do you have any idea how long it would take to propagate if, in fact, we changed over? How long would that take, and what support would you have to make sure that there's no downtime for people trying to make sure that their license expired?
So Thentia says it takes 3 to 4 months, and now they seem to be leaning more towards 4 months, which is not very long. And getting our system up and running. When we switched to Salesforce, I think we were down for 2 weeks. With Thentia, I don't believe it would be that long.
Okay.
The reason it took so long with Salesforce is because we had so many agencies doing the data transfer at the same time, and then you have to test every single scenario with all of that data in there. Because we'll be independent, then we won't be affected by other agencies.
Gotcha. I would just like to maybe ask Cynthia what they would recommend to us, how long it would take, and what issues, as far as IT support, which you're going to get from them during that process.
Okay. A lot of that is in the proposal that was emailed to you as part of your board materials. We also have two other agencies that are in the same suite as ours that are going through this process right now. So I'm getting to learn, you know, what it's like for them before we commit to doing this. One other really good point about Thentia is it was built by regulators, and those who program it and all of their salespeople, they are former regulators, so they know what's important to us. Salesforce, that was a customer management system that has been altered to attempt to meet our needs. But they don't know what it's like to try to license people.
Okay, thank you.
That's typically the way the government works, is people regulating the ones who do it don't even know what we're doing. Welcome to school district.
All right. Any more questions on that one? All right. So I'll have a thorough update for the September meeting. Then moving on to 12C, 2021 bills to watch. Both of the bills listed there, HB 2128 and 2267, did not make it through before the legislature adjourned.
Oh.
So we don't have to worry about those fee waivers.
Okay. Is that something that would be re-proposed when they re-adjourn?
Yes.
It just doesn't sit there, right? That has to be re-proposed.
Yes. It will be a new bill for the next legislative session. The good thing about the Athletic Training Board, we have that military fee waiver built into our rulemaking package. So if HB 2128 comes back next year, we won't really be affected by it. The one that would affect us is 2267.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Item 12D, the financial, or 12D1, the financial report. Let's see. Included in your board meeting materials is the cash flow report for fiscal year 2021. For that fiscal year, we ended with $10,435 remaining. There's still a chance that that might come down a little bit, maybe down to $8,500. So that, again, goes to show that we have the money in the budget to pursue other things. There are a couple of items that I ordered that did not come in before July 1st. So they were printers and monitors. Those will end up being charged to fiscal year 2022. But that's a minimal cost. Okay, item 12D2, review of recent board staff activities. Amber has been going into the office on Tuesdays and Thursdays lately. She's working on her special project, which is cleaning out our files so that we can scan, maybe scan, and destroy those that are more than 5 years expired.
Thank you, Amber.
You're welcome.
Yeah, she's making great progress on that. However, we do have the new COVID threat and the new CDC guidance. So I told the staff members if they don't feel comfortable coming into the office and staying a full day, then they can just come in and do the mail and then go back home. So we'll just have to see how that works out. It's not looking very promising right now.
No,
not at all.
Okay, item.
Oh, Karen, just real quick, I was obviously you're at home, but are you going in at all, just so I know?
Well, you know, there were a few weeks when I was there 3 days a week. Last week, obviously, I had stuff going on at home, so I wasn't able to go into the office. So I'll continue to go in probably 2 days a week. I don't know, you know, supposedly we're supposed to wear masks. It hasn't been mandated by the state yet, but
right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I just finished moving everything back to the office, and now I'm going to have to move it back home probably.
Of course.
Item 12D3, statistics. We have 864 current licensees, 2 active consent agreements with the next item due on June 21st, 2022, and 1 open investigation.
Okay. All right, number 13, we will have a call to the public. Obviously, I do see a few people here, so if anyone would like to speak, now would be the time to do so, please.
Hello, can you hear me? This is Lori.
Hello, Lori.
I was kicked off the WebEx right after Justin said that he would wait to make any decision for all the comments. But let me just start over by, since you're recognizing me, to say, Mr. Chair, members of the board, and representing the ACHEA members and as GAC co-chair, I'm really disappointed by your public statement by our chair and by our professional member, Mr. Bachman, regarding that your agreement with the one letter of opposition. We have been going through this process in cooperation with the board for pretty much a year now, and wording was changed to satisfy concerns that were brought up again today. So we have had time and opportunity to address those before today. So to now agree with the one person that has submitted a letter of opposition when a great number of our licensees and members of our state association are excited about this, and I believe that some members of our board are discounting the athletic trainers' functional foundational knowledge that we all possess, and I just would like to state that formally, and welcome to your comments back to me. I know I'm not sure public comment wise how much you need to discuss this with me, but I'm just really disappointed that it's left up till today when we've had plenty of opportunity and time to address any concerns that you've had, and we've changed things and thought that we have satisfied those concerns. That's all I have.
Thank you, Lori. Anybody have any comments back to Mrs. Rice?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, this is Justin Lawrence from the AG's office. I just wanted to remind the members that during the call to the public, the board members are not allowed to discuss or take legal action on matters raised during the call. So just, you can direct staff to look into something or something like that, but it's not really a time for discussion.
I understood that, sir, and that's why I made that, Mr. Larson, and that's why I made that last comment of I realized that we won't be discussing this, but I didn't know if the board had questions from me because I think they're allowed to do that.
No questions for Mrs. White? All right, number 14, review consideration of possible actions regarding position grade increase and salary adjustment for executive director.
Mr. Chair, this is Justin again. I apologize. I just wanted to make sure there were no other public members of the public that wanted to speak for the call to the public.
Okay. Mr. Messman, would you like to say anything?
Thank you, sir, but at this time I do not have any comments.
Okay, thank you. I don't think we have any other public. If I'm incorrect, please speak up.
And we have Ms. Bueno.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, nobody else? All right, I'll just state it again. Number 14, review consideration possible action regarding position grade increase and salary adjustment for executive director. This is a concern of mine, frankly, that Karen is not in the position that we feel as though she should be.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
I believe we need to go into executive session to discuss personnel matters.
Okay.
For this.
All right. So if someone would like to make that motion, please.
This is Bart. I move to go into executive session for personnel matters.
Cheryl, I second.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to go into executive session for personnel matters. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
All right, hearing no oppositions, we are in executive session as of 10:14 a.m. Obviously, please refrain from saying anything until Karen can get everybody into the meeting room.
Okay, will you repeat that again, Mr. Fries?
We are out of executive session as of 10:34 a.m.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it was on the recording.
Sure.
Okay, so all members of the public plus Mr. Larson and Ms. Jones are on the call again.
All right. Back in at 10:35.
All right, Mr. Boffman, would you make your proposal, please?
I move that the Athletic Training Board move to elevate the position of Ms. Karen Wiper to an E2 with a salary to be proposed by a committee of the Athletic Training and Occupational Therapy Boards.
So Bart, I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded to propose the moving of our executive director, Karen Wiper, from E1 to E2 with salary dependent upon committees made up from the Athletic Training and Occupational Therapy Board. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, that motion has been approved. Karen, would we need to include that in number 15 of future board items?
I don't believe so. I mean, you can always request that we add it at any time.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna put it on there just so we make sure that it's at the forefront until we get it done. So that's one, and I'm gonna add this one because now I can't add future or board members. I can't add that one anymore. So I had to add something else.
So, Mr. Chair, just for the recording, we're on item number 15, future agenda items.
Number 15, future agenda items. So we're going to add the proposal of moving from E1 to E2 for our executive director. Anything else? Anybody else have anything, future agenda items, that we'd like to add?
I'd like to propose some sort of a special recognition for Ms. Fadley if our other board member is confirmed.
Yes. I am... The company actually that I got Mr. Nesbitt's plaque and that type of stuff for, I have yet to get over there, but I am in the process of working on that. Karen, I may need to, just in case they don't have it saved, I may need to get that state seal logo from you again.
Okay.
But I will let you know on that.
Yeah, just let me know.
Yep.
Do we need to prove an expenditure for that?
Karen, that was... Well, you and I talked about that in terms of just when I was there, maybe using your
You don't need to.
It's pretty nominal. I mean, it's
okay.
Yeah, it's
$100.
So,
thank you.
Okay. Any other future gen items? All righty, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Only if I don't have to go to faculty meeting. Mr. Chair, members of the board.
Mr. Larson, yes, sir.
Oh, I apologize, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I just wanted to know, Mr. Chair, I have thought about your comments from the last meeting about my nail-biting habit, and I've thought about this, and I have reflected and taken remedial action. You couldn't see me on the video today, unfortunately, but you have to take me at my word, I guess.
He cut his fingers off.
We're on the toes. Mr. Larson, I appreciate you very much doing that. It by no means was meant to be derogatory, but I'm glad you're working on it. Thank you.
No, I appreciate the feedback. It's been very helpful.
Okay. All right. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second, this is Cheryl.
Yeah, it's moved and seconded as to adjourn the meeting as of 10:39 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Buffman.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.
All right.